I would end this teisho now without words. But there are new people here sitting who would be set to wondering why the silence. Maybe he's not feeling well and so on. And I don't want to cause anyone to worry. So I will try to add something to the silence. Total reception. Receiving everything. Everything, everyone, is totally receiving everything, everyone. Total interconnection. Total. Everything, all. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. These words are so precious. How grateful we can be to hear these words. And yet, the words do not express anything particularly difficult. Everything is absolute equality. Everything is absolutely intertwined, interdependent. All. Blessed and all blessing. I always ask you, for whom is this blessing? It is the life of the one who receives. Who is blessed to receive? I am, you are. As soon as there is this distinction made, the blessing is lost on you. Truth, which is already and decidedly yours, is lost on you. Ultimate reality is beyond all discrimination. Ultimate reality is non-duality. This is saying something, isn't it? There is no favoritism. Everything is perfect. Nothing is left out. Nothing is in excess. Perfect. Essential Buddha nature. There is no self and others. No discrimination between oneself and others. There is nowhere any hard and fixed self which can be grasped. And there is no other to be kept at a distance. The notion of a separate self is just a notion, a delusion. We have the habit of distinguishing self and other, and so we get caught up around every corner. This is good, that's bad, this, not that. You are endowed with the wonderful computer of all computers, but you misuse it. You misuse it because you are embroiled in the illusion that I am in charge here. I, me, mine. There is no such solidity. If there were, this wouldn't be the true computer of all computers. But until you have thoroughly understood truth, you falsely assume I to be nothing but this body. This is the root of all suffering. You cause suffering for yourself, and you cause suffering for others, grasping sadness. And yet, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to cause suffering. You try to grasp this unrelenting notion of solidity, and yet, there is no such hard and fastness. There is no division between the one who gives and the one who is receiving. This is one mind, eternal one mind, one life. How could I ever have had objections? Life is eternal continuity. Life continues infinitely. The more intimate you become with life, the more appreciative you become, the more thankful you become. Life is limitless, bottomless. You come to be so grateful. The slightest little mutter brings forth joyful tears. The heart is echoing itself. The heart, sincere heart, is not something which is made, developed. The heart, essential mind, original heart, is without fabrication, without falsehood, without error. It's not something that you have to make. There is continual reverberation, continual spiritual correspondence. Just this. This. And so everything is just giving its all, dedicating its all, its whole being. It's very straightforward, very direct, without fabrication. You are here giving your all. You settle the body, settle the breath. Count the breath, just like this. Follow the breath, like this. Dushkantaza, like this. Whatever koan you're working on, just like this. What you're doing is revealing this one truth, this one mind. All the Buddhas exist now, here. Nothing disappears. There is no going, no coming. It's like when you take your pouch from the right pocket to the left pocket. It goes nowhere. There is no increase, no decrease. Steadily, steadily, practice oneness with, be one with this original mind, without complaints, without objections. You don't just leave it be unattended, because impermanence is swift, change is constant. There is no abiding anywhere. There's only for you to polish. Only polishing, polishing, polishing. The opposite of polishing is grasping. Grasp and it rots. Let go, let go. When you polish it clear and bright, the smallest bit of dust will be readily evident. Someone who's been practicing for a long time is hearing the slightest sound, the breath of the person sitting next to them. You hear their noises and clatter, but you must not get caught up. When the sounds become resounding, be of great strength. Have the strength to accept it, permit, allow, forgive. This is great compassion, mercy. You can accept and allow all things, everything. It is your inherent power to do so. Accepting, forgiving, it is the tear of Buddha. All place, all time is Buddha. All the Buddhas exist here, now. The existence of all the Buddhas is reality. Great strength is the acceptance of all things, open-minded, tolerant, open acceptance, receiving. Great compassion. Yes, that's the way it is, really. Polishing, polishing, good, fine. All being is goodness. There is nothing which doesn't concern you, nothing which doesn't have anything to do with you. Polish, polish, polish. You are polishing. You are on the path of Buddhahood. You are in the midst of the Buddha way. Everything is the sacred revelation of original self. Heaven and earth are one root. All the myriad things are one. All the universe is one great you. It's not dangling from your nose, just out of sight, just out of reach, you know. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.